Hi, welcome to the Paranormal Podcast. And this podcast is all about the paranormal activity that has yet to be solved or many questions about it. My name is Junior Velez, and this is my podcast. Hi. In this episode, we're going to know about the story behind the extremely haunted house, Sally House. There are haunted houses, but there's one specifically named the Sally House, located in Kansas. The Sally has so much paranormal activity that some believed that it's the most haunted home in the entire United States. The house was built in the 1800s. And 1800 is pretty old, but now it remains empty because nobody can tolerate the extreme paranormal activity. And it's just not just ghosts that haunt the house. There's allegedly a demon that also resides there, which portrays itself as a little girl. Anything that has like little girl inside is just scary. Little girls are, little girls are too scary. The house was named after a little girl named Sally, who allegedly passed away in the home during a surgery. Paranormal activity in the house seemingly increased when a young couple named Tony and Deborah Pickman moved into the house with their newborn baby in 1992. Tony was the main target of the entities, as he received numerous scratches, cuts, and burn marks. And I feel like the ghosts, like when you enter something that has been so old, because it says they entered in 1992 and the house was built in 1800s. That's more like a 100-year-old house already. When people like move in, it's like the ghost knows that it's his house, so why are you in there, you know? It's like showing a sign you should get out. That's what I know. Like, I've been reading like books and everything about it, and there's a lot of stories of it. And I just think that when someone, like, if you know there's a paranormal activity there, because, like, I feel like when you get into a home, they have to tell you everything about the home. And if they don't, that's just weird. But let's move on. Unexplained fire started in the house. Fires? Fires, that's kind of like, that's like leaving the kitchen open and then someone like knocked down like a pot and wood or something that is like really hot. Objects moving on their own and lights turning off and on. Some items floating in the air. That's kind of strange. The family experienced hearing strange sounds, voices, furniture moving sometimes, ghosts appearing. The doors used to lock and unlock. The activity in the house is so bad that some paranormal investigators had to leave the location because they cannot handle the paranormal activity in there. The Sally House has been documented on several paranormal shows, including Sightings, Most Haunted Towns, Unexplained Mysteries, A Haunting, My Ghost Stories, Ghost Adventures, and was featured in a made-for-TV movie called Heartland Ghost. A few pictures of the Sally House and of Deborah Tony can be seen on many Google searches. But just to end the topic, like, I don't think those ghosts should be, like, messed with. Like, if you know something is that haunted, why would you go there? Like, I know, like, their job is to investigate of the place, but either way, if you know, like, if you read about people getting hurt, stuff like that, I will not go there. Because it's just basically getting yourself hurt. And you're bothering the ghost either way, because the investigators have to get the ghost out. And what if the ghost don't want to, you know? But that's going to end the topic. We're going to move on to the next one. And you guys are going to like the next one. I promise you. Yeah. We're getting into the second topic, which is the Whaley House, set on the bustling street in San Diego. Is a gorgeous Great River style residence built in 1857 by a successful businessman named Tom Lee Whaley. The family was plagued by a number of unfortunate events. Their son Tom Lee Whaley Jr. died of a scarlet fever when he was only 18 months old. Dang, I feel bad. He was really young. Their daughter, Violet, married a con artist who quickly abandoned her. The humiliation scored her. She received costs to shoot herself in the chest with her father's gun at the age of 22. Yeah, love can hurt, you know. They feel bad for her. And, it's really bad that she couldn't find help, you know. When his elder son, Francis, took over the house, he lost his 8-year-old daughter, Anna, and died a year later himself. The succession of deaths has led it to be frequently be called the most haunted house in America. A lot of people say there's a very haunted, you know. And visitors on its ghost tours have reported infant cryings, and ghost sightings of the unlucky family. A lot of people have died in those period of time, I think. Let's see, 1857 and we're 2020, 2021 to 2020. This was a lot of people that died. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people have died in the house. That's just very, very sad. It's very sad, you know. I think the family that have died in there still think it's home, you know. I also feel really bad for the people that died in the house, you know. It could have been better, but, you know, that's life and how it goes. So, thanks for watching this episode of The Paranormal. And if you ever want to support us, you can share, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of the Paranormal Podcast. Hope you guys have a nice day, and bye.